Hey there, this is Fish and Frank Radio Fishing, and we got Patrick Sabile, Sabile Lures, on the phone. He's actually in the Atlanta airport, but he was fishing last night on the east coast of Florida. How'd it go, Patrick?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
It's a wonderful life, man. I'm just, you know, it's all good. You were fishing last night. What was up?
Yeah, I mean, I went, for the end days, I was in France where I was testing some new products for the pike fishing, and of course it was kind of cold. And I came back home to Florida just a week ago, so of course I can't wait. And last night, before flying this morning to basically to Iowa, where it's going to be very cold the next few days, of course I took the opportunity to go fishing for maybe half an hour. That was a very quick one. Actually, I live right on the water, so it makes it easy. And that's cool. I got some snook, which is a nice one. And just fishing on a small flat shop, too. So that was all fun.
So now you were fishing with a Sabile lure, a flat shad?
Correct, yes.
Ah, now, does Patrick Sabile have a favorite color of Sabile?
Honestly? No.
No. Good answer. Smart man. I like them all. All the colors are good.
Yeah, I deeply believe that the color is not the most important factor most of the time. I believe most of the time the key is to find the lure that has the right action, that swim at the right depth, and that has the right size. I think 80% of the time those are the factors that are driving fish to bite. Now, 20% of the time, a different color will make the difference, and of course everybody has explained that by themselves. But most of the time, the color is not the most important part. I'm pretty sure of that.
Okay. Now, so you were fishing the water. The water over your place is pretty green, isn't it? Like blue, you know, more like almost ocean water, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I live on North Kingston Island in Fort Pierce, so that's really next to the inlet. So the great thing, thanks to that, is we have the lagoon, the Indian River, but also we have the water from the ocean coming in and out, you know, every 12 hours.
So
that's a very interesting mix.
So if the water's brown, you're going to pick one color, but now with the water last night or when you were fishing, I'm assuming it was pretty clear. We haven't had any rain. The water should have been nice and clear. What color would you pick in the clear water?
Well, what I was using last night was the IU's color. You know, that's a kind of furry bronzy back with silver sides and a thin hint of yellow on the sides that gives some flash.
And is that a slow retrieve, fast retrieve? I mean, the water temps now are almost perfect. I've been moving them a little quick. You slowing down or speeding up?
Well, in that very cast, with the best, I mean, I have a fish that was 3 footer on 10 pounders, and that teeny flat shot 50. And on that very one, I was just doing the slow roll, you know, that was right before the night. I casted my small flat shot, and I would retrieve it straight and slow, like you will do sometimes at a bass. But the two snook I got, let's say, 15 or 10 minutes before, for those two guys, I was more aggressive, and they were smaller. So you see, the best fish came on the pretty slow retrieve.
Well, the smaller ones like to run around and dart, and, you know, it's like young people. They always want to run everywhere and do all that stuff. And us older folks, we get a little bigger, we're going to move a little slower. And, you know, I mean...
I agree with that. Yeah. Quite often, that's the ticket. For the bigger fish, quite often, the slower presentation works perfectly.
All right. So now you're going out to have meetings about your lures and all that. You were here last. You were here last year for our tent sale. That was this year. It's going to be on March 18th. I'm hoping it's not like last year. Last year we were knee deep in water throwing lures in the parking lot.
Yeah, I was very disappointed because I keep hearing that Port Charlotte is a fantastic place to catch redfish. You know, And on the backing lots, you know, 1 foot of water, I was perfect to find some redfish, and I was casting and casting in front of your shop, and sadly, there was none. I didn't have any single bite.
Well, I can actually say there might have been some sand perch or a rock bass. I don't know about redfish in the parking lot, but, you know, it was fun. That was one heck of a storm. We're hoping this year the weather's going to be a little more mild. But you're going to be back here March 18th, and we'll be talking to you several times before then. But so what's going up? Are you going out to work on something new coming out? Can we talk about that? Is it state secrets, or you got something new coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to have several projects that I'm working on for Fedil, and also I'm going to be linked to some new Berkeley project now. So that's the key point of that trip is to visit the team in Spirit Lake, Iowa, where the Berkeley facility is. That's where, for example, the famous Gulf Live lures are being produced. So I'm going to talk and work with the Berkeley team there and see, you know, which project I'm going to be involved with the Berkeley team. So I think more involvement into the lure, obviously.
Now, we're going to be doing some a little bit different stuff, but we're going to have you bring a marker because we're going to do an autographed edition of the Fish and Frank's tent sale. It's an anniversary year, so people are going to be able to come up. You'll sign lures for them, won't you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, because we're going to have specials on Patrick Lures, and he's going to be signing them. You can come up and then meet the wild man himself, Mr. Patrick Sabeel, and shake his hand, get him to sign a lure. He'll be here March 18th. I guess I'll let
you know what,
go.
Man?
Yeah.
You know what? Let me be the troublemaker right here. I'm going to tell you that. You decide how to make it work, but I'm going to bring one of my original prototype of one of my lures. That's the kind of thing nobody's never able to have. That's the kind of thing I keep in my collection. I'm going to bring one of these. So you organize some kind of contest, and the winner will have that very, very unique original prototype lure. What about that?
That sounds great. And we're gonna talk about that a lot more. I'm putting up the web pages here this week. I go tomorrow for the last of my treatments, so I'm hoping all that's going to go good, and I start building the web pages. So that's going to be a lot of fun. An original prototype Sabeel. Sounds like, is your flight calling you? You got to get on the airplane?
Yeah, most of the time to fly to Minneapolis now. And after that, I'm going to be sleeping in Minneapolis. And early tomorrow morning, I'm going to be driving 3 hours in the middle of nowhere. I promise you, when you live in Florida, because the idea is to go in January in Spirit Lake, Iowa. Unless if there are some very good people right there, but it's really not the most fun place to be in the middle of the winter.
It's horrible. Hey, did France have snow? Were you snowed in France, or was it...
No, that was a very mild winter. I mean, I was fishing and testing several prototypes for the European market, especially a new pike lure. We shall be launching within a year or two in Europe. And believe it or not, but the day before Christmas, I was fishing pike in a t-shirt. No jacket, nothing else. I mean, it was like 68, 69 degrees. Wow. I was amazed. That's not the normal pike ever.
I can promise you, Iowa is not going to be that way. You're going to need a chainsaw to cast a lure. You have to go out and cut the lake apart.
So, I think you're right.
Well, my friend, I'll let you go get your flight, and thank you so much for talking to us. That is Patrick Sabeel there, boys and girls, and he's going to be here March 18th with a special giveaway. We're going to work out something, a drawing or something, and we'll be giving that away at the end of the tent sale there to some lucky person, a prototype Sabeel signed by Patrick. That's ultimately cool. I'll let you go, my friend. You be safe and come back safe to us, okay?
Thank you, my friend. I really to talk to you and can't wait to see you guys in Port Charlotte on March 18th. See you then.
Okay, bye-bye.